there, Barbara, don't move. Right, okay, tell me about why you've chosen these pieces then.
Well, these three pieces I've chosen because they all represent a different part of the clarinet and they allow me to show different techniques to use. So to start off with, Boogie and Bounce is probably the most jazzy piece I've got. I'm going to show off the pitch bend and the swung rhythms that a clarinet can use. And it's also got some good chromatic rhythms that show good finger work.
What do you mean by with lift?
With lift?
Yeah, how do you play with lift?
I didn't say with lift.
No, I'm talking, sorry, with
lift.
Boogie Bounce.
Oh, okay.
With lift.
Yep.
So talk to me about, what, I don't know, I'm just saying with lift. Go and demonstrate what with lift means.
I would say with lift means...
You seem to have Barbara to use her as well, but... what? Tell me what with lift means.
I would say, kids are more lighter, feel, so if we just do the star. The first time would be with lift, and the second time would be below.
So, Allegro Giocoso in a bit of a blow, what does that mean?
Fast with movement.
Okay, and why the Chardas? It's a very well-known piece, could be a bit of a red herring because everyone knows it so well. Mm-hmm. Why the Chardas?
I think one of the things about this piece is it shows off the relationship between the piano and the player.
How?
Because there's a lot of, for example, the first movement, it's, as it seems, at bar 14, is rubato, which means more freedom without time. So that means there's more of a... there needs to be a good relationship between the piano and the player, because it's not a strictness to time, so you can hold on to notes for longer. For effect.
What's this lasso 3 and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Largo lasso 1, lasso 2, or frisk 1, what does that mean?
I think that's just to show off different sections and shows they should be played differently.
And then the last page, sempre forte e ben marcato, with cheese on top. What does that mean?
It means to play it grand and for it to be quicker, as you can see by the accelerando or fine.
Uh-huh.
And it just needs to be a grand ending to the piece.
Okay, brilliant, well done.